Greetings, brothers and sisters. We are in our second week of prayer and fasting, and the focus is on renewal of first love for God, love for lost souls, and love for one another. Our scripture passage comes to us from St. Mark 12, 28 to 31. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these, the word of the Lord." Let us pray. Almighty God, as we continue our second week of prayer and fasting, we acknowledge your omnipotence, your omniscience, and your omnipresence. We recognize your self-sufficiency and our need. So we humbly approach your throne of mercy, grace, and unconditional love for us, seeking forgiveness for our many sins and asking for restoration, transformation, and renewal of first love for you, for the lost souls, and for one another. Father God, like the church in Ephesus, we have forsaken our first love. Yet your steadfast love for us never ceases. With such knowledge, we pray that you will take us back to the place where we first believed and received you. Guide us into a deeper love of you, so that loving you will be our priority, which will set the foundation of our own lives, Lord. Faithful God, we love because you first loved us. Renew our vision of you, O Lord, so we can see clearly why we made the commitment to serve you with our entire being. May we seek to reside near to your heart, O Lord, so that our first love of you will be revived and our hearts will be opened to increasing joy and happiness in you. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Great God, teach us how to love one another, because love is from you. Mighty God, your love is exhibited in so many ways on the earth, especially through people. Everlasting Father, we ask that you give us hearts like yours to love the lost souls and one another. Help us to know that giving love is a gift just like receiving love. So, Lord, help us to make ourselves available to the lost and lonely in the world today who needs kindness and compassion. Strengthen and equip us, Almighty God, as we carry out your great commission to redeem souls for your kingdom. Teach us patience and tolerance to express love to even our enemies, Almighty God, according to your holy words. Enable us to love unconditionally, without any expectation. Let our love be genuine to everyone we meet and enable us to walk with integrity, honesty, and authenticity, doing unto others as we would want them to do unto us. Almighty God, teach us how to love one another the way you love us. Bless us with love that is devoted, faithful, and uplifting one to another. We thank you, Almighty God, for hearing our petitions and for the reassurance that our love of you, love for the lost souls, and love for one another has been renewed because of the new commandment we have been given to love. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.